Last week, I started to explain why I've always had a problem with My Fair Lady, currently playing at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival in Ashland. Despite a score full of unforgettable songs with melodies that are nearly impossible to stop humming once you start, My Fair Lady suffers from the same problem I described in Shakespeare's The Taming of the Shrew, also running through the season at OSF. Both shows operate on the assumption that women like being bullied by men. Henry Higgins is a curmudgeonly expert at linguistics who encounters a lower-class flower girl named Eliza Doolittle and takes her on as a student, all to prove that the only thing separating the poor folks from the rich folks, aside from money, is the way they speak. Shaw, in creating the characters of Higgins and Eliza, shook things up in a big way, challenging long-held assumptions about class and humanity. But then he cavalierly wallpapered the show with misogynist one-liners that seemed to be more than just a comment on Higgins' uncouth attitude. They seemed to be inside jokes that all men will get a good laugh from. In the musical version, which actually adds a happy ending for these two, the misogyny only gets worse. For Eliza to end up with this unfeeling, selfish, narcissistic, borderline sociopath is a tragedy, a disaster of epic proportions for Eliza, anyway. That's why I don't like My Fair Lady. So why do I love the version now running at Oregon Shakespeare Festival? For one thing, director Amanda Dennert is a genius. Understanding the problems plaguing the play, not content to merely stage it with pretty costumes and say, oh, well, that was a different time, Dennert has virtually rewritten the play from the inside out without changing a single line. The play begins when the doors open for the audience. Two grand pianos at the center of the stage, surrounded by racks of costumes, piles of props, several actors already present, stretching, warming their voices, and chatting with each other. At the top of the show, actress Rachel Warren, who plays Eliza, starts up a conversation with the audience, then produces her own cell phone, switches it off, and hides it beneath a bank of lights because, as she says, I have to do this show now. And suddenly, accompanied by just the two pianos and the occasional cast member fiddling a few licks, when appropriate, My Fair Lady begins, resembling a rehearsal more than a performance, with the cast all sitting on stage in a ramshackle set of chairs, watching the play themselves until called upon to don a costume and take part. The effect is powerful and immediate. Without sacrificing a bit of the charm of the characters or the music, it's clear that this is a game, and everyone on stage knows it. That right there might have been enough, but the performances of Warren with Jonathan Haugen as Higgins under Dennert's delicate direction reveal full-fledged human beings beneath the skin of these people. Eliza is allowed to be more than a screeching joke at the beginning and a simpering codependent at the end. And Higgins is amazing, a narcissistic bully man-child who believes the way he does because no one has ever forced him to grow up. Well, Eliza does that. And by the end of the play, each is warier and wiser. And when they come together in the final seconds of the play, which Dennert allows to happen in the audience, away from the stage where their game has been played, they come together in ways I'd have thought impossible for My Fair Lady. They come together as true equals, each recognizing the strengths and weaknesses in themselves and each other. My Fair Lady runs until the beginning of November at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. That's osforegon.com. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB. Oh!